Well, I have with me Rascal Flatts, and it's not just one, but I've got the whole gang with me, which is great. How you doing, guys?
Doing great, doing Trevor.
Great.
So I better go through your names. You are Jay DeMarcus.
How you doing?
And Gary Lovox.
Present.
And Joe Don Rooney.
Yes, a Rooney, huh? How about that?
So, yes, indeed. You're bound to have Irish roots.
Definitely, yes. Yes.
Well, you're going to enjoy finding where they are someday over a few pints of the black stuff, I would say.
Oh, sounds good to me. Sign me up.
How are you enjoying London, guys?
We really, really love it. We were over here in 07 and couldn't wait to get back here, and really, really love being over here. Our fans have been so enthusiastic, and they've been so patiently waiting for us to come back across the pond, and we're thrilled to be here.
You know, you got together in 2000, and really, to come across to the UK in 2007, as far as we're concerned, that's pretty early in a successful career, because normally by that time we're just reading about you guys or looking you up on the internet and whatever.
Right.
But what was the big thing about hitting the UK after 7 years?
Well, we had a really big song in the States that had crossed over on the pop charts, and it was a really big top 40 hit for us called What Hurts the Most. Mm-hmm. However, the timing was a bit odd because Cascada at the same time had re-released a dance mix version of it over here in the UK, so as fortunes would have it, we came over here to promote our big, huge pop hit in the United States, mm-hmm. and she had already put it out as a pop hit of her own over here, so by the time we got over here, the folks over here, and rightfully so, thought that we had remade a Cascada song, so there was a bit of confusion, and so our initial launch over here was a bit confusing.
Yeah, this is what happens. The one that people hear first has to be the original in their minds.
Yeah.
So you're so well known, as you said, you had a crossover there. But the big thing that happened, and some people that would say they don't like, we have a massive audience of people over here who say, I don't like country music. And then they go to list you, but I do like Kris Kristofferson, I like Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. And listen, you say, what about Rascal Flatts? Say, Rascal Flatts, he's not country.
But, I love that.
Yeah.
He's not country.
So I say, well, actually, it's they. And They're right out of Nashville. But you had this massive crossover with so many people. They blessed the broken road. I mean, that was a gift from God, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, you know what's so funny about that song, Trevor, is it laid around Nashville for like 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those things where, one of those songs where, you know, God's timing was perfect, and it found a place with us, and found a home in a lot of people's hearts. And I don't think I've ever met anybody that hasn't gotten married to that song,
yeah, yeah,
you know, at some point. So, you know, it's one of those, it's a career song.
Did the three of you hear it, and all of you, was it unanimous? You said, yes, we'll go for that one?
It was actually pitched to us for an earlier album and sort of laid around, and by the time we got to the third record, it had turned back up on an old comp CD that I'd had of some songs that were pitched to us, and I was cleaning out my car, going through cleaning out CDs and popping them in because some of them weren't labeled, and I was trying to figure out what they were before I threw them away.
And that reminds me of somebody.
Yeah, and I happened to hear that song again and played it and took it back in and played it again for the boys at a song meeting we were playing, and all three of us unanimously just said, "Oh, we've got to cut that song."
And it turned out, I mean, it was an instant success, wasn't it?
But 6 weeks on the at number one, it was huge for us.
It's superb, and it's a song that will not embarrass you to comment on it, maybe, but it will go on forever. It's the sort of song that just will reappear and reappear, and disc jockeys will find it and say, "Oh, I forgot about that one. I forgot how good this was," you know.
Wow.
And it'll stay on. And what about this name, Rascal Flatts? It's a great name.
Well, thank you. We actually got that name given to us playing a club back in Nashville, Tennessee, back in 1999. Jay and Gary were kind of doing a duo thing. They actually met me through a mutual friend, hired me in to be in the band, so we made it a trio. And we didn't have a name for our trio, and we were pretty close to inking a record deal with a label called Lyric Street Records back in Nashville. And a mutual friend of ours, walked up to us in a club one night and told us that he had a name for us. And he said it should be Rascal Flatts. And since we didn't have a name, we used that name going into our song meeting, or into our meeting with our label. And last thing you know is the label loved it. We decided to use it. We signed up a little agreement with our friend, gave him a little bit of money, and said thank you, and got ownership of the name, and that's how Rascal Flatts was truly born.
And believe me, Trevor, it was a little bit of money, because we didn't have any to give him.
Yeah, right. And I, like so many of my listeners, been watching the series Nashville.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to Nashville 10 or 11 times, and I've been in this business, on this show, for 37 years, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. And I've seen country music progress. I've seen it change.
Digress.
various types of it, and various genre and byproducts of it, and all the rest of it. But watching Nashville and my experience of being there and meeting people, it's so true to life. When I read about you guys, that the three of you got together and you were doing a gig, and you thought you were doing the gig and that would be the end of it, but it wasn't, because somebody was there to hear you. And I mean, some people think that this is fantasy stuff when they say it on the series Nashville, but this is true to life. This is what happens. This is why people go to Nashville if they're not already there, to try and get into somebody's ears. Mm-hmm. And that happened for you guys.
Yeah, it certainly did. I mean, you know, we've always heard the phrase that you can't wait for it to come to you. You've got to go to where it is. And that is definitely why people go to Nashville, to try to become big and famous, because there are so many people there and so many talented people there. And you just never know who's going to be sitting in the audience listening to what you're doing. So and the show's been great for Nashville, too. It really, really has. It's helped that that town out a bunch. And we're so proud to have it there and have it be filmed there. And have really gotten to become great friends with a lot of the cast members, and Hayden's just delightful, and our buddy Chip Esten is in our video for Changed.
Yeah. One of the things I say is that it really is. I do an article for our Sunday newspaper, The Sunday Life, and I was saying about it that what I love is it shows so many views and places are real, that it's filmed, and there's so many lovely views and aspects of Nashville, the city itself, that it does it proud, and I love to see that because it's a place I love. In fact, any of the recordings I have, sometimes I go back just to see the different views and point out, I've been there. You know
what's great about that is they've taken a warehouse on the upper north end of town, and they have meticulously recreated places like the Bluebird Cafe and things like that, right down to the very seats that are in the tables and chairs that are in those restaurants, to make it as authentic as they can.
There's nothing like authenticity, is there?
It's really great, yeah.
Well, something really authentic is your new album. And can I say, I've only had time to flick through it because I only have it on the computer this last couple of days. And hot in here, I have to say. I like, maybe it's because it's so topical at the minute. We're having a bit of a heat wave, as you know. But good song. But the single is going to be Sunrise, I believe, coming out next week.
Yeah, that's really exciting, because I wrote that song and I'm really excited about it. Actually, we just found that out recently, and that's a song that's really dear to my heart. I wrote that for a friend that was going through a lot of stuff, and it's all about it's all about waking up every day and knowing you can get through something that might be plaguing you. And you can get through it one sunrise at a time.
Same old thing about country music. George Hamilton IV used to say, still does, that it's all about life.
It is all about life, and that's so true. I think that's why country music has always spoken to the three of us, growing up and evolving with country music and moving to Nashville. Like Jay said, you know, you have to go where it's happening, and we did that all because of the music we grew up on, our roots. You know, that's what led us to Nashville, and that's what led us to this moment now with you.
Who in particular would you say you grew up on?
Oh, I think, you know, we had so many influences, like in the country world, you know, it'd be groups like Alabama and Keith Whitley and George Jones and Merle Haggard and, you know, Travis Tritt to Randy Travis to
Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
You've listed a lot of them there, indeed. Listen, on the happier side, and I knew it was going to be, you can tell by the title, very often you can pick a country song by the title, and a song titled Friday, you know what it's going to be about.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a fun up-tempo. We actually That's one of the ones we produced by ourselves for the new record.
Really?
And I was really proud of the sides that we were able to do on our own this time. And I'm really looking forward to having the chance someday to do more of that, because I believe that when we are left alone with our music, it's there's something unique that it sounds like when it's just the three of us involved. Not to take anything away from the wonderful producers we've worked with, mm-hmm. but I definitely think that when we're left alone, it's uniquely Flats.
Well, another thing that does happen to be a big bonus is more or less what you're saying. When the three of you feel that each of you is contributing to what you do and that you all understand what you're doing and where you're trying to go and not trying to maybe go too fast, just taking it as it comes.
Exactly. It really does make a difference, you know, when we're drawing on the three of our strengths individually and we come together as one, it's something extraordinary and something that's very, very rare to find in this life.
Do you think on this album you've got another potential Bless This Open Road, or do you have to wait till one of those comes along?
I think you don't know. I think that your gut serves you well in picking the songs for the record, but I don't think that you know that you have one until the fans start to respond to it. We try to cut music that affects us, that speaks to us in a certain way, and hopefully by us performing the song and Gary performing the vocal with conviction and passion, people feel that emotion and it affects their lives. And boy, you can sure tell when a song has started to turn that corner and grow legs of its own.